Hi, my name is Steffi. I'm a pelvic health mentor, yoga teacher, and belly masseuse. And this yoga nidra is specifically designed to help heal tension in your pelvis and create overall relaxation and softness. To begin, make sure you are in a space where you won't be disturbed and lie comfortably on your back. You can place a pillow or a bolster underneath your knees to make it more easy for your pelvis and lower back. A thin pillow underneath your head, and maybe cover yourself with a blanket. Once you feel comfortable and ready, you can close your eyes and take some time to really arrive here in your body. We'll be making a journey today. Slowly, layer by layer, we'll travel deeper into relaxation and deeper into the body. So for now, feel how you are lying here today, gently letting your body relax more and more. Become aware of all the parts of your body that are touching the surface beneath you. Feel the surface beneath you. Feel how you are being carried and supported here by your bed, the couch, or maybe the floor. How you are being supported by the earth, so that you can let go here. Now, to help your body to relax more, we will now work with a tense and release practice. We'll do this body part by body part. So to start, bring all your awareness into both feet. Now squeeze your toes and flex your feet and hold this tightly. Hold it. For 3, 2, 1, now relax your feet completely and allow them to soften. Good. Now again, tense the feet, the toes, and now go all the way up into the entire legs, engaging the buttocks. Hold this tightly for 3, 2, 1, and relax. Relax the feet, the lower legs, the upper legs, and the gluteus. Now begin to squeeze your fists tightly and hold this for the next 3, 2, 1, and relax your fists completely and rest. And now gently begin to tense both your fists and your arms together, and hold this tightly. Hold it for 3, 2, 1, and now relax, releasing all the muscles in the arms and your hands, and allowing them to relax completely. Now slowly begin to tense and squeeze your face, your lips, your jaw, your forehead, your neck, and your shoulders. Squeeze everything tightly and hold here for 3, 2, 1, and relax. Allow your face, shoulders, and neck to soften, loosing any gripping, any tension. Now begin to tense and tighten your entire body, squeezing every muscle, holding this, squeezing this for 3, 2, 1, and relax. Let your entire body relax. Every muscle softening, releasing, letting go. All right, one more time. Tense every single muscle in your body. Tense as tight as you possibly can, and holding it for 3, 2, 1, now relax. Completely relax it all. Your whole body relax and release. Feel your whole body quiet, soft, relaxed. And notice that it's becoming easier to sink deeper and deeper into stillness and rest. And as you continue to relax now in your space, start to follow your breath as it enters your body. Watch how it gently explores and caresses each muscle, organ, tissue, bone, lymph, vein, artery, and nerve, bathing them with fresh oxygen and your awareness, facilitating their further relaxation. Just allow yourself to linger here for a few moments, aware of your body breathing, aware of the natural and effortless ebb and flow of your breath, aware of the body being breathed. Now let your awareness gently move into your heart space. Notice how your breath gently moves your chest up and down. Just keep breathing into your chest and ribs now, and feel that movement, only letting your chest move on your breath. Now visualize a flower. It can be any kind of flower of your choice. Visualize it in your heart. And with every breath you take in, the flower opens petal by petal, more and more. The flower opens on your breath. Your breath makes the flower bloom more and more. Just feel how the flower and your heart are opening and relaxing, every breath in more and more, until you feel that the flower is in full bloom and your heart is soft and relaxed. Now slowly let your breath move into your belly and feel your belly moving up and down on your breath. Let your breath go deeper and deeper into your pelvic bowl. Let your pelvic bowl receive your breath. Let your breath move all the way into your pelvic floor. Your pelvic floor is that muscle at the bottom in between your sitting bones, pubic bone, and tailbone. Just feel the flow of sensations of your breath. Your whole pelvic bowl can relax deeper. Keep breathing, breathing deeply into your pelvic bowl. Now let's visualize that flower again, but now a flower in your pelvic floor. And with each breath in, this flower opens petal by petal. With each inhale, the flower opens more and more. And with each inhale, the pelvic floor relaxes more and more. Feel it. Feel the tension melting away. Keep breathing deeply into that flower, and when your flower is fully opened and in bloom, your pelvic floor is fully relaxed, soft, and free. Your breath has brought the flower to bloom and your pelvic floor to relax. Now feel the sensations in your whole body. Feel the energy flowing. Feel your whole body. Notice how your face is softening and releasing more tension, and your cheeks becoming soft, eyes sinking deeper into the eye sockets. Energy is starting to flow more freely through your entire body. Feel the sensations in your neck and shoulders. Feel how it's flowing through your arms and hands. Feel the sensations on your back, your chest, your belly, your whole pelvic bowl. Feel the sensations flowing all the way through your legs and feet. Your whole body consisting out of energy, out of sensations, stardust, floating and relaxing. Feel the energy flowing up and down your body. On your inhale, you feel that life force energy flowing from your toes all the way up to the crown of your head. And when you exhale, all that energy moves back down. Just keep following that energy up and down your body, the sensations, that magical energy, prana or chi. Just keep feeling it and following it up and down your body. Now repeat the following intention 3 times in yourself. I'm fully relaxed and my body heals itself. I'm fully relaxed and my body heals itself. I'm fully relaxed and my body heals itself. Your mind now directs every cell in your body to repair and renew. The more you let yourself go into this healing process, the more sensations you will start to feel. Feel a healing white energy flow through your feet, your toes, and the soles of your feet. Notice how this energy is gently and slowly moving further up through your ankles, your calves, and shins. Feel how it absolutely relaxes everything, all your muscles, connective tissue, and the cells are beginning to renew and relax. Feel how it's moving through your knees, upper legs, into your hips. Both legs are now fully and completely relaxed and healing, renewing, repairing. That white healing energy is now flowing through your pelvis, moving and sweeping through your whole pelvic bowl, relaxing your pelvic space, feeling free and self-healing. The healing energy is moving through your back now, your whole back, restoring and healing all the muscles, all the cells. The energy is moving through your belly, your organs, your chest. Your heart space is flowing with this healing and rebalancing white energy. And it almost seems like everything is starting to shine, to flow, and to become lighter by this healing white energy. your shoulders, arms, hands, and fingers, all the way into the tips of the fingers, everything flowing, healing, renewing. Your neck, jaw, face, completely relaxed, soft and free. Your whole body feeling light, relaxed, renewed, and restored. Your whole body is healing itself. Stay in that feeling just a little longer. Now bring all your attention to that magical spot in between your eyebrows. Let your awareness sink into this spot and let it sink all the way into the geometrical center of your brain. Deeper and deeper. Keep going. And then once you arrive in that center of the brain, you find a long spiral staircase. This staircase is going into the deepest core of your heart. So when you're ready, you start to walk down this staircase all the way down to the heart, step by step. Keep going. 10, quietly walking down the stairs. 9, step by step, keep going down. 8, deeper and deeper. 7, 6, keep going. 5, 4, 3, 2, just a little further, 1. You are now at the gate and you walk into the space of your heart. Once you step in, you immediately feel gratitude. You feel love and compassion, softness, deep love. Just linger here for a moment. Feeling that love, love all around you. And then, in the center of your heart space, you see a slide appearing. A beautiful, soft slide, bringing you down into your pelvic bowl, into the core of your pelvic bowl, that space from where you create a deep, deep energy. So gently and slowly start to walk towards that slide and sit at the top. Notice how soft, how gentle and safe it feels. Then you slowly push yourself off the slide and you start to glide down. Keep going, keep gliding down. Just a little longer, a little further. 3, 2, 1. You have arrived now at the center, the core of your pelvic space. You step off of the slide and you take a look around. What do you see? How does this space look for you? It might be that it looks very anatomically. It could be that it's just a room with walls. Or you might be seeing a garden. What does your pelvic space look like? Are there any particular colors you see? Is it just an empty space or are there things in it? Take your time to really perceive your pelvic space. And notice, how does it feel to be here? Now scan through the space again. Notice if there's any tension, any hardness, darkness, or stuck energy that you can see here in this space. If you like, you can invite in that healing white energy again to cleanse these parts of your pelvic space to make the space open and relaxed. Or you can just feel into your pelvic space what it needs. Does it maybe just need your attention, your awareness? Does it need a particular color or light or energy? You can even sweep your space clean with water or smoke from sage or Palo Santo, holy wood. Maybe just sweeping your space clean with your hands or a broom. Do whatever feels right for you and know that there's no wrong way to go here. Do whatever comes naturally to you. Trust that you and your pelvic space know what to do and what your space needs. Now take another moment to connect to your pelvic space and see if there's something your pelvic space wants to tell you, wants to share with you. Just listen, let it come up naturally, and let it manifest any way it wants to. You might see an image, a memory coming by, a feeling, a sound. You might just have words. There might be a lot coming up. Or not so much. Know that it's all good. There is no right way. You might even just want to ask a question to your pelvic space, a question to your intuition, your inner knowing. You can ask your question here and just listen to the answer. Don't force it, just let it come up naturally. Now slowly, we are going to leave our pelvic space. But know that you can always come back to it. Know that your pelvic space is always here for you, always supporting, helping, and rooting for you. Slowly, you are going to start to bring your awareness now back up to your heart space. Begin to feel that gratitude and pure love in your heart again, and sink a little deeper into that feeling. It's almost like you are sinking into a big bath filled with warmth, love, and compassion. Just feel the connection here with yourself, and the connection with everything around you. Feel it, just feel it. Gratitude for yourself, gratitude for the people around you, compassion for the rest of the earth. Then it's like you are sinking deeper into that warm bath, almost as if you were slowly dissolving deeper and deeper into your heart, surrounded by only love, love and energy. Your body only consisting out of this loving energy now. Dissolve. Let go. Release all your fears and worries. Give them over to the stillness, to the rest, and let go. Let go until you reach the deepest stillness within you. Stay here in stillness, in energy, in depth, in rest. You've reached the deepest domain of rest. You don't have to do anything anymore, but just be here. Now slowly, you are starting to hear my voice again. My voice bringing you back to the surface, slowly becoming aware of your body and the space in which you lie. Become aware of all the parts of your body that are touching the floor below you, and feel the space around you, the walls, the ceiling. Feel yourself fully coming back into your body. Notice your breath. Feel your clothes touching your skin. Fully come back into your body. Feel the breath moving. And slowly, if you feel you're ready, you can start to breathe a little deeper. Wiggle your toes and your fingers. Slowly moving your hands and your feet. Gently turning your head left and right. You slowly start to move more and more in a way that feels good to you. But take your time. There's no need to rush here. Do whatever feels right to calmly awaken your body. Take your time, and when it feels right for you, you can pull your knees in and slowly roll over onto your side. Keep your eyes closed for a while, and you might use your arm as a pillow for your head and try to really pull your knees firmly towards your chest. And take a moment to reflect here, to feel the effect of the yoga nidra. And to notice how your body feels now compared to when you lay down today. Notice if there is anything that came by today that you would like to take with you. Or maybe leave behind here. Take your time. Don't rush. And only if it feels right, if you feel ready, You can bring yourself all the way up from the side into a sitting position. Rise up with your eyes closed, or close them again once you have assumed a sitting position. We close here with gratitude. Be especially grateful towards yourself. Thankful that you have taken this time and space here for you today. Grateful for your beautiful body, the peace, the silence, the wisdom deep within you. Grateful for the Yoga Nidra. And I am grateful for you. Thankful that you wanted to share your practice with me today. And I wish you a great rest of your day. Thank you, and until next time.